Love our time with Robert Palmer. Rose, you got some great questions today?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Yeah, Kane, I'm with Robert Palmer from the Saving Thousands Radio Network, which you can listen to on iHeartRadio. Now, tell me a little bit about rule number two, which is to always know your numbers, like credit scores, home values, balances.
This is a big one. Again, the whole financial zombie thing is the financial zombie doesn't know their numbers, right? They don't know their credit score. They don't. Right, that's it. They don't know their interest rates. They don't know their bank balances. They don't know their loan balances. You know, and they don't want us to know that, because if we're not paying attention, if I don't know I have a great credit score, if I'm afraid of my credit score, then I'm less likely to refinance and save money.
Gotcha.
You know, if I don't know my interest rates, I don't know how high they are.
And you don't know how much you're
wasting. That's it. I'm less likely to try to pay that bill off sooner or try to refinance or find a cheaper credit card. So knowledge is power. And the first thing you can do is know your own numbers. You know,
okay.
What is your home worth? You know, how much do you owe on your mortgage? How much do you owe on your credit cards? And some of us, we're kind of afraid of these numbers.
I mean, it's kind of terrifying. I don't want to know how much money I owe. I want to know how much I can get back.
But you've got to. And so that's why it was important enough to me to make it rule number two, because this is step one. You have got to know those numbers. Shopping around is by far the first, which is our rule number one. Rule two, knowing your numbers is almost just as important, because that knowledge is power.
Gotcha. So once we do know our numbers, we can start taking care of business. Thanks, Robert. If you have questions for him, make sure you're tweeting me at Radio Rhodes. Use it #MoneyMinute, and he'll be back tomorrow to answer more.
The Kane Show.